Chapter 3. The Lawrence Boy. A few days later, Meg ran upstairs and waved a piece of paper at Joe. "It's an invitation from Mrs. Gardiner for you and me to go to a dance on New Year's Eve," Meg shouted. They talked and argued about clothes for the party. Meg worried that their dresses weren't nice enough. The day of the party, Joe burned Meg's hair with the curling papers, but finally they were ready to go. "Have a good time," Mrs. March called. Mrs. Gardiner greeted them kindly. Meg felt comfortable with Mrs. Gardiner's daughter, but Joe stood with her back against the wall, feeling out of place. She slipped behind some curtains to watch the party. But another shy person had chosen the same place to hide. She found herself face to face with the Lawrence boy. "Oh, dear," Joe stammered. The boy laughed. He admitted that he hid because he didn't know many people. Joe said it was the same reason she hid. She thanked him for the Christmas surprise from his grandfather. "My name is Joe," she said. "I'm Lori," he said. Lori told Joe about his time in school far away, and how they went on walking trips around Switzerland with their teachers.
"Oh," said Joe. "Did you go to Paris?"
"Last winter," Lori said. In French, he asked, "Who is the young lady in the pretty slippers?" Joe said, "It's my sister Margaret. Do you think she is pretty?"
"Yes," Lori said. "She dances like a lady."
Joe and Lori watched the party and talked until they felt like old friends. She liked him and remembered how he looked so she could tell her sisters. Curly black hair, brown skin, big black eyes, handsome nose, fine teeth. "Taller than I am, polite for a boy, and happy." "I wonder how old he is," Joe thought. She asked, and he said that he would be 16 the next month. Meg came in then and motioned to Joe to follow her. Joe found her sitting on a sofa holding her foot.
"I've sprained my ankle. I can hardly stand," Meg said.
"I knew you'd hurt your feet in those silly shoes," Joe said. "I'm sorry, but you'll have to get a carriage ride home." Meg shook her head. "It will cost too much. Go to dinner, but don't say anything about me." After dinner, Lori appeared with a plate of ice and a cup of coffee.
"May I take this to your sister?" he asked.
Joe took him to where Meg waited, and they all had a nice time eating chocolates and playing a quiet game until it was time to go home. Lori offered his grandfather's carriage. It began to rain as they rolled away.
"I had a wonderful time," Joe told Meg.
"I did too, until I hurt myself.
Annie Moffat invited me to spend a week with her and even go to the opera," Meg said. She told Joe about the man she danced with and got angry at Joe when she said her and Lori had been laughing at the man's dancing. When they returned home, Amy and Beth begged to hear about the party. Joe gave them candy she had saved for them.
"I feel like a fine lady coming home in a carriage," Meg said.
Joe added, "I don't believe fine young ladies enjoy themselves more than we do, in spite of our burned hair, old gowns, one glove apiece, and tight slippers that sprain our ankles."